Greetings, 7 Second Delay fiends. Tonight, an encore edition of 7 Second Delay, as Andy Breckman Man is still conducting his odd one-man protest outside the U.S. Senate building. Tonight, we bring you a DJ version of What's My Line. I don't think it's ever been aired before, but as a rerun. I don't think it's been aired before as a rerun. It originally aired January 31st, 2001. You probably hear some DJ names of people who are no longer here. And then 7 Second Delay will return with a live detention episode with Andy and I both in attendance next week. Here's DJ What's My Line from January 31st, 2001. Andy's not here yet. He's in the bathroom, so I can finally get the show underway.
I'm here. I'm here.
Why don't you go take another pee?
I only take 4 an hour. Doctor's orders.
I thought I was going to get a chance to actually start the program off the right way.
Yeah, I've heard you do your own program without me. I heard that show today of yours. What the hell was that about?
Which part did you like the best?
But seriously, what happened today? What did you do, just pick those records at random? Had you ever heard those records you played before?
Well, forget the records. How did you like my on-air spiels?
Yeah, they were.
That's
great.
Where the real genius comes in. How did you like those?
You didn't do any? You didn't talk at all? Did you talk today at all?
I don't remember.
I got to remember to listen to your show. It's on every Wednesday morning?
I didn't do my show today.
Is that true?
Right.
Oh, who did your show?
Joe Garrett.
I challenge. We don't have a DJ named Joe.
We have two.
I challenge.
There are two Joes.
Liar.
There really are.
Are there really?
Bet
Joe?
I bet you couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
I bet they're in lineups pretty regularly. They work here.
It depends what your definition of a lineup is.
Hey, did we do the shtick about your show yet?
Yes.
Oh,
you can always tell. Look, just keep moving your finger down the script, right? At any given moment,
yeah.
Whatever is above your finger,
yeah,
is what we have already done.
Yeah.
Right now, the line I'm speaking right now. Put your finger on the script next to what I'm saying right now.
I can't see it because my finger is swollen. No, wait, that's not swollen. Wait, that's a typo. I can't see it because my finger is swollen. There it is. That is funny stuff. We got to give our writers the raise they deserve. Okay, so let's do our benediction, and may this show succeed while the shows my friends fail, yet may I always be perceived as a team player.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Okay, and who's Carla talking to? What's the boy doing?
He's not talking to anybody.
No, wrong number. All right.
So speaking of that lineup.
Yeah.
I don't think that you could pick an FMU DJ out of a lineup.
I know you've always said that, and it's a brilliant segue, because what we're going to do today is test your theory. You've always mocked me. It's true. I don't know everyone on staff here. I've been here, I think, less than a decade, and yet you expect me to know everyone and know their voices and remember names.
And how
people
long,
I've been introduced to less than 20 times.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 20 years this year.
Right, because one time we had your wife on the phone.
Yeah.
And you did not even recognize her voice.
I was joking. I was a gag. I'm a funny, gaggy guy. I'm always joking. I'm a clown.
No. That was no joke.
You're right. If it had been a joke, it certainly would have been funnier than that.
The great thing was that you knew something was wrong. You thought maybe it was my wife. But you didn't know it was your wife. So tonight...
Someday you'll have an embarrassing little slip-up, and I won't let you forget it. Someday.
Tonight we're going to play To Tell the Truth.
Right. We're going to play Is It a Staff Member or Is It Not? We're going to get a staff member on the phone. You've apparently notified the staff, and hopefully some of them will be calling in. And we need not only a staff member, but we need two imposters.
Right. We need two listeners to call who might be able to...
who know enough about the station.
And we're not asking you to impersonate DJs at all. We're simply asking you to use your regular voice.
You're saying I live in such a fog, in such a netherworld, they don't even have to try to do an impersonation.
Right.
That's even more insulting than anything.
So we need a DJ to call up, and they're just simply going to be themselves, and then two listeners to call up who will simply claim that they are that DJ.
And I will ask a few simple questions, and I will try to discern the DJ from the imposter.
Exactly.
And this is really for your own benefit, just to delight you, delight and amuse you. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's not a contest, right? I'm the only one, really, that's playing.
Right, it's just, it's a device.
You can't lose.
It's a device by which to humiliate you.
To humiliate and mock me.
Yes.
It's a brilliant show from your standpoint. What do I get out of it?
A show. An idea. A show.
I'll take it.
A show, in theory.
Sold.
Okay, good.
In fact, I'm getting the best of the deal. 201-200-9368. If you... know enough about FMU to think you can fool me, you will be on the air and with another imposter and an actual FMU DJ.
Okay.
Oh, there's a male. There's a male DJ on the phone.
We have a male DJ on the line. Now we need two listeners to call us at 201-200-9368, two guys to call up who can claim that they are whoever our mystery male DJ is.
So it'll be caller A, caller B, caller C. One of them will be a staff member. Do you think I can do this? Let's say we do this six times in this hour. Do you think I can go 4 for 6?
No.
Oh, go to hell.
No. What would the law of averages be? The law of averages would be that you would get 2 of 6.
Yeah. You think I'd do that?
I think you will get 2 of 6.
You mean just because I'm... It's just like flipping a coin.
Exactly.
You think I have... Wait... You must think I'm retarded. It's your way of calling me retarded because I've been here 10 years.
Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Do we have three people?
Yes.
Do we have three people? So you're not answering lines 5 and 6.
Hello. Hello, you are on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, is this caller A?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, caller A.
Okay.
Caller A, will you tell us your name, please?
Well, wait. If caller A knows the name of the disc jockey, then I'll know it's caller A. I mean, how else could he know? You should introduce me to caller A, B, and C.
No, wait a second. No, wait a second, caller A. Carlo, both of the impersonators know who they are supposed to be doing, right?
Oh, see, they don't know. No, you don't have to know. So, Ken, it's up to you. Ken, it's up to you to introduce me to caller A, B, and C using the same name. That's what you should do.
Okay.
Say Andy, say hello.
Okay, Andy, say hello to DJ Hova.
Hello, Hova. This is caller A, is that correct?
Yes.
Caller A? Hello, Hova.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and now we're going to meet caller B.
Okay. Okay. Caller B, can you hear me?
Oops, I messed up caller B.
Okay.
So we need, Carlo, we need another caller B.
Carlo? Carlo? Boy,
okay.
Little toot, we need another caller B.
Okay, Andy?
Ken misplaced caller B, yes.
Andy, meet caller B, who is DJ Hova.
Okay, hello, Hova.
Hi, Andy, love the show.
Thank you, Hova.
And now
one of these callers is the real Hova.
And now we're just waiting for the third caller, who is also DJ Hova.
Could be the real Hova or could be an imposter. Now, Ken, you can't be setting me up. Is there really a DJ named Hova?
I'm not even going to answer that. Yes, there is.
There is? And is he currently on the schedule?
Yes, he is.
Hova?
Yes.
A DJ, a male DJ named Hova.
That is correct.
Yeah, huh. I wonder why the station's not doing any better. Huh, it's interesting. Good question. Okay. Okay, so caller. Okay, now we have caller B.
Okay, and Andy, I'd like to introduce you now to caller C, DJ Hova.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Hova.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Fine, okay, thanks. Now, I'm going to ask each of them a couple of questions.
You ask them each two questions. You go through them one at a time.
Okay.
And then you must tell us which one.
Maybe I won't go through them one at a time. Maybe I'll try to trip them up by jumping from A to B to C. I have my own cross-examination techniques.
Okay.
Okay.
You proceed. Caller
A. I've been watching the practice for years. Here
now,
we go.
Now, you all know who you are. You all know that you're caller A, B, or C, right?
I'm caller A, I believe.
I'm caller B.
And caller C, check in.
Hi, I'm caller C.
Okay, here we go. Caller A, how long have you had a show on WFMU?
About 7 years now.
Okay, and caller A, what was your experience before FMU, your radio experience?
I was a DJ at UMass Amherst, where I went to college.
Okay. Caller B, what was your experience before FMU?
No radio experience.
Oh, no radio experience. How did you hook up with FMU?
Oh, the usual volunteering and, becoming friends with everybody kind of deal.
Uh-huh. Caller C, what was your experience before you were on the air at FMU?
Also at a college station.
Okay, and how did you hook up with FMU?
My wife, actually.
Okay.
Okay, Andy, is that it?
Can I go through them once more?
Yes.
Can I ask them each one question?
Certainly.
Caller A, can you tell me about, what do you remember about your first show on FMU?
My first show.
What was the first record you played on FMU?
The first record I played, I believe it was a Soft Machine record.
Okay.
That is a band, Andy.
Yeah, right. Soft Machine.
Yes.
No, you know bands are named after animals and insects. Caller B, what was the first record you played on WFMU?
I think it was George Jones and Tammy Wynette, Did You Ever.
Those are both real musical artists, Andy.
Oh, I know George Jones. I stopped loving her today. Okay, caller C.
Yeah.
What was your first record at the station?
I think it was The Replacements. I Will Dare.
Okay. Again, real song, real band.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess.
You go ahead.
First of all, let me say that they all did a fantastic job.
They did. Congratulations, A, B, and C.
Congratulations, A, B, and C. This is so embarrassing. Hova, if I've met you, I get this wrong, I apologize. I really, this is the worst. This is going to be the longest hour of my life. Okay, I believe that Hova is B.
That's correct.
It is.
Wow.
Okay, that's great. Hey, caller A and C, should we let them identify themselves?
Sure.
Okay, caller A, what is your first name?
My name is Tim.
Tim, you didn't fool me, but you did a great job. And caller C.
Thanks, Tim.
Caller C, you were my second choice, if that means anything. What is your name?
Wow, that's really flattering.
Yeah.
I'm Pete.
Okay, Pete, thanks very much. You did
all
a great
right.
job.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay. Now, there's no way to make this a contest because we're not playing against each other, but still, I want to say I'm beating you.
Okay.
If I do better than 2 out of 6, I think I've beat you.
Hova?
Yep.
You can take off your Hova mask now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. And what name does Hova use when he's on the air here?
Hova.
Oh. Huh. Maybe I'll talk to him later about that.
He's Armenian.
Yeah. Huh.
It's an Armenian name.
So he fills that Armenian quota, that Armenian slot that you have. My little bean counting station manager.
Don't mention the Armenian quota.
Okay.
All right. Now we need another WFMU DJ to call in so that we can play another round.
And then two imposters.
Yeah.
You seem genuinely surprised I got that.
I was. Okay, we have another WFMU DJ on the line who's another guy. So now we need two more guy listeners.
You know how I got that?
How?
The George Jones Tammy Wynette selection was just hip. It passes for hip here. I know it passes for hip here.
Uh-huh.
I know you live in your little delusional sort of semi-hip sort of world, your twisted world.
But you've never even heard of the Soft Machine, probably, right?
I know, but it sounds a little too hip. I know FMU
And you've probably never heard of
is,
the Replacements either.
I've heard of them.
Oh, you have heard of them.
Wait, who's the lead singer for the Replacements?
Paul Westerberg.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde, I think.
No, that was the Pretenders.
Oh, yeah. The Pretenders. Yeah.
I know, you're always getting your new wave acts mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who were good, though?
Who?
Poco.
Not when they were a new wave band.
No. Those were the years we don't really talk about. That whole disc on their box set, we never even play that disc.
That was one embarrassing record. That was almost as bad as Billy Joel's new wave record.
Oh, the one We Didn't Throw Out the Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. That was what New Wave should be. Well produced, carefully crafted, lots of rhymes, no curses.
You must have liked Linda Ronstadt's New Wave record, too.
What was that one?
I don't know. She was wearing roller skates on the
car. Oh, yeah. That was good. She knows how to do New Wave. Oh, so now we're putting together the next set to humiliate me.
Yes, we already All have right. We have one male DJ.
Oh, so we need so put out the call. We need two
and
imposters.
Now, it looks like we have an imposter.
201-200-9368. I'm going to change chairs.
Yeah, we need one more imposter to call us up at 201-200-9368. We're playing To Tell the Truth with Andy, where he gets three people on the line, one of whom is a real DJ here, and he gets to ask them two or three questions each. And then has to render his guess as to which one, caller A, B, or C, is the real DJ.
Ready to go.
All right.
I'm giving myself 32 points for every correct answer. So that's 32 to nothing. All right. So do we have our next set?
Yes. Caller A, you are on the air.
Now, do you want to introduce me to caller A?
Hello, caller A.
Yes, introduce me to
Andy,
caller A.
Andy, meet Gaylord.
Oh, hello, Gaylord.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, no, this is very embarrassing, because Gaylord, I actually do know, and now it's a question of can I recognize a voice?
Caller B is on the air. Andy, meet Gaylord.
Hello, Andy.
Oh, that could be Gaylord disguising his voice. No, are the actual staff members allowed to disguise their
voice? They are not supposed to disguise their voices.
Okay.
And caller C is on the line. Andy, meet Gaylord.
Hi, Andy.
This would be so bad. Gaylord, I'm apologizing in advance. Because Gaylord, I know, he actually appeared in our little movie we did.
Yes, he did.
He played the cokehead.
Very good. So then
the panicking cokehead.
Then it should be a cinch to recognize him.
I don't know. He brought such authority to that role. It was astonishing. Okay, I'm going to begin. I'm going to ask
hang on 1 second.
Yes.
Caller A, will you please say... Hello, this is DJ Gaylord.
Hello, this is DJ Gaylord.
Caller B, will you please say the same?
Hello, this is DJ Gaylord.
And caller C, will you please say the same?
Hello, this is DJ Gaylord.
You don't think there's real Gaylord is on the phone? Is that what you're thinking?
I am.
Not sure.
I'm not sure.
You don't know if it's A, B, or C.
This is caller A speaking. I can't even hear caller C.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to begin. Caller A, you don't have to hear
I don't Caller. Think that we have a real Gaylord here.
Did the boy ask his...
The boy asked...
The screening question,
but it's possible that we have an inside ringer.
Well, then, should we continue?
Well, let's begin.
All right. Caller A.
Yes?
I'll call you Gaylord, in quotes. Gaylord... How long have you been at WFMU, and what was your radio experience prior to that?
I've been at WFMU for about 8 years. I didn't really have any radio experience before that except just listening to the radio.
Caller Gaylord B, how long have you been at FMU, and what was your radio experience?
I've been at WFMU a shade over 8 years, and my experience prior to is my family is in the radio industry, and a certain person on the hierarchy of WFMU happens to be one of my relatives.
Caller C, how long have you been at the station, and what did you do in radio before that?
I've been on the air on WFMU for about 8 years, and I've had no prior radio experience.
How can someone have no prior radio experience? All right, caller A, evaluate Ken Friedman's management skills briefly. What are his strengths and weaknesses?
Well, I would have to say he's very even-handed. He gives everyone a fair shake. He gives people opportunities, even if
fraud.
Seem like
fraud.
A fit for the,
Okay, and on the negative side.
I can't think of anything negative to say about Ken.
Oh,
he just doesn't want to be hung up on.
Scared to death. Caller B, evaluate Ken Friedman's management skills for me.
Coincidentally, a friend of mine just asked me about my management, and I said to him what I'm saying to you now, that I think Ken is stern but fair.
Stern but fair. And same question, Gaylord number three, caller C.
Well, Ken is autocratic, but he seems to like me.
Okay. Now, Ken, you've heard them all respond. Do we have the real Gaylord here?
I think so.
Boy, this guy. This
game
is good.
Going swimmingly.
It's going, who
yes.
just said that?
Yes, we do. We have the real Gaylord on.
Who just chimed in?
I'm just trying to trip you up. I'm just trying to get you down. I'm trying to get you down to the law of averages. Right now, you're beating the law of averages. I don't like that.
You're screwing with my little head. All right. My guess would be Gaylord is caller A. That would be my guess. Although they all did a great job.
That is incorrect.
It is?
I believe the real Gaylord is caller three.
Caller C?
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
Oh, Gaylord, I'm so sorry.
Come on, we've actually done a show. We've done two shows together, Andy. Two.
I am so embarrassed.
Me.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I am so embarrassed.
We did the one where we came up with OJ's defense. And
oh, we did?
And we did one where you were trying to find a job for me.
Did we seem to like each other?
We hit it off so well.
We did? Oh, I am so sorry.
But I think
well,
you were so swayed by my technique that you forgot my voice.
I am so sorry. I'm an idiot. I really, it's like I'm tone deaf. I have a blind spot in my ear or something.
Yeah, Gaylord, remember, Andy had his own wife on the air, and he didn't know who it was.
And I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it's just an infatuation.
Exactly. Well, Gaylord, you did a great job. Now,
Thanks.
Imposter number A, apparently it's no great feat, but you fooled me.
It's been my pleasure. This
what is your Evan. What is your first name?
Evan.
Well, you did a great job. And Imposter B, you were my, I don't want to say you were second choice because then Gaylord would really get hurt. But you did a great job, too.
Thank you.
And your name, of course, is caller?
Jeff.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Thank you, Evan and Jeff.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Okay. So... okay.
So you're one right, one wrong.
I know.
We're getting,
thank you, Ken.
You're still,
I know.
You're still beating the law of averages.
Is there any way to end the show now?
No.
You know what bothers me most about all this? How much you're enjoying this. Why does that bother
one
me?
One in the yes column, one in the no column. Okay, now we need another round to tell the truth.
Okay.
We need another WFMU DJ to call us up. And they have to pass the screening test that, Big Carlo will put you through.
That's right. You have to...
Big Carlo has...
Carlo is actually going to screen you to make sure you're legit. We're at 201-200-9368. Do you think Gaylord's feelings are... Do you think he's insulted?
I think anybody who realizes that you could not recognize the voice of your own wife,
yeah.
I think that should be enough that they're not insulted.
I know. Two or three times a year, I wake up, I look over at the other side of the bed, my wife is sleeping, and I just start screaming, "Who the hell are you? Get out of my house." And then I...
Okay.
It happens.
We have another... Male DJ.
So we need two male imposters.
On the air.
201-200-9368.
Right. So we need two more people who can impersonate a DJ.
Okay.
Impersonate a specific WFMU DJ. So you want to revise your guess? What did you think? You thought you were going to go 4 for 6?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of better questions, more revealing questions.
Well, you can't ask any revealing questions about music because you don't know any music except for Poco.
You go to hell.
You go to hell.
Okay. Enough of that.
Hey,
there's no way we could win that exchange.
I had Robin, our receptionist today, say go to hell to you.
Who?
Robin, our volunteer receptionist.
There's no one here named Robin.
Yeah, there is.
So
called here today, and didn't the receptionist say, Ken says go to hell?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
You got off a real zinger there, Ken. 201-200. 9368.
I'm just trying to,
Okay, are we
just
rolling?
Trying to pad your pocket.
Hey, Carlo, have you ever had this much exercise all week, running back and forth? Don't answer. Don't try to be funny. Go away. Man, I realized the mistake I made as soon as I fed Carlo a straight line. Never feed the boy a straight line.
Hello.
Never feed the boy anything, especially straight lines.
Caller A, you are on the air. Andy, I'd like to introduce you to Glenn Jones.
Oh, now Glenn Jones, I know. I've met him. I did a show with him, too.
Caller A?
Is that me? Am I Caller A?
Yes.
You're Caller A.
Okay.
Andy, meet Glenn Jones.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Glenn,
Andy,
I'm apologizing.
Yes. I'd like you to meet Caller B, Glenn Jones.
Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Andy.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
And Andy, I'd like you to meet Caller C, Glenn Jones.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Fine. Is Glenn really on the air here?
I have not determined that one way or the other yet, but let us proceed nonetheless.
You're playing with my little head again. All right, I'm going to ask you some questions. Caller A, tell me about last week's show. How do you feel it went, and what were some of the high points?
It was lousy, and there weren't any high points.
Uh-huh. Caller B, how do you feel last week's show went?
It was absolutely fabulous, and the high point was Neil Diamond.
What Neil Diamond cut did you play?
Wait. You have to ask them all the same number
Caller
of questions.
Caller C, how was last week's show, and what would you say was the high point?
I thought it was okay. I thought Burnsy was a little off, but it was okay.
Burnsy.
That's his sidekick, X-Ray Burns.
Ah, yes, exactly. X-Ray Burns.
Okay. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
No, okay.
Now you can ask them each another question.
Okay, Caller A, you have a little nickname for your fans, I believe. What would that nickname be?
I usually just call them worms.
That rings true. A bell went off. Caller B, how do you refer to your fans?
You're probably referring to the IBJ.
What is IBJ?
No follow-up questions.
IBJ.
No follow-up
questions. Hold on. IBJ. Caller C, how do you refer to your fans?
That would be the IBJ.
You can't ask them follow-up questions. You want to ask them a third question? You can ask them each a third question.
Okay. Caller A, what do you have in store for this year's marathon? What kind of stunt or premium are you thinking about doing?
Actually, I was thinking about doing as many Neil Diamond covers as I could find.
Caller B, do you have any plans for this year's marathon?
T-shirt, CD, and I have a top secret stunt planned.
He does stunts. I think he does stunts. This Caller B, there's something about him. And Caller C, do you have any plans for this year's marathon?
I'm going to light myself on fire.
Hmm.
Okay, now, there's a little wrinkle here, and we didn't really foresee this as a problem on this show. I think I might be falling in love with Caller B, which would cloud my judgment.
Maybe we can check the phone logs later, and we can put you in touch with Caller B, whether he's Glenn Jones or not.
Oh, I hope it is. Okay, I am. Oh, listen, Glenn, whichever one of you is Glenn, I am apologizing in advance if I get this wrong. Okay, it's between B and C.
Which one is it, Andy? B or C?
I hear a baby in the background. Whose line is that coming from?
I don't know.
I set myself on fire. That rings kind of true. I'm going to say C.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no, Glenn. I am so sorry.
The real Glenn Jones is Caller B.
Oh, I knew that was my second. Glenn, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Caller C was so good, I think I might have to host the show this week.
I'm sorry, too.
Well, hey, I fell in love with Glenn. So that's okay. Well, Caller A, you want to identify yourself? Oh, it doesn't matter. We don't really care,
Bob.
Do we? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Bye.
But Caller C, I did guess you, so you should. You do get to identify yourself.
My name's Kevin.
Oh, you did a great
Thanks
job.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you.
Glenn, you should work on doing a better Glenn. You should work on it.
I was trying to be the calm Glenn, so I wouldn't give myself away. And Andy, I'm on the third floor, so you're going to have to face me before you leave.
Oh, God.
And Glenn Jones also emailed me earlier today and said, but Andy knows me too well. And I said, don't you worry.
Oh, God.
So we are back down to the law of averages. You are 1-for-3.
This is the worst hour of my life.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Oh, good day, sir.
See you later.
Good day.
Ah, it's working like a charm.
Oh.
Now we need another real WFMU DJ so we can play a fourth round of To Tell the Truth with Andy Breckman.
Now, some DJs are... have to be disqualified. I know Sharpling pretty well.
Yeah.
And I know Terry, I think, well enough to...
We did disqualify Terry, but now I regret it.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't think that you could...
No!
I'm not even sure if you could recognize Tom Sharpling. But they're still officially disqualified. Tom and Terry...
Do you think you could sneak away to the third floor and fool me?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you try that?
No, then you'll know it's me.
Why? Yeah, we'd have two imposters.
What?
Third floor.
Oh, that's a great... If there was somebody else who could answer the phones. Okay, we have a female WFMU DJ.
Oh, already you're a liar. There's no chicks on the air.
There's a female DJ on the line.
Oh, there he is. Oh, here comes...
And then we need two more female listeners to impersonate.
Okay, we're 201-200-9368. Oh.
201-200-9368.
The only defense I have when I meet these DJs that I got wrong is that I'm an idiot. There's no other possible way to explain it. I swear to you, I'm borderline retarded.
Yeah, there's even a scene in the first video that we did a couple of years ago where you're introduced on film to Belinda in the hallway and you don't remember her name, so you just run away.
Well, I've always had a problem with names. I need everyone to wear name tags, and not only name tags, they should say their name and whether or not I like them. Because I forget that, too. We're at 201-200-9368. And we have two imposters and a female staffer on the phone.
Caller A, you're on the air. Andy?
Yes?
Meet Belinda.
Hello?
Oh, Belinda.
Hi.
Oh, we were just talking about you.
Yes.
A little embarrassing moment a few years ago, and it was caught on film.
Okay, Andy, caller B is on the line. Andy, meet DJ Belinda.
Oh, hello, Belinda.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, no.
Hi.
And now we go to caller C.
Oh, they're all...
Caller C is on the line. Andy, meet DJ Belinda.
Hello.
Hello, Belinda.
Hi there.
How are you?
Okay, Andy, you have A, B, and C on the line.
Okay.
Proceed with your questions.
Belinda A,
yes.
Tell me how long you've been at FMU and what you were doing in radio before FMU.
Well, I've been at FMU for 7 years, and I wasn't in radio before.
Okay, how did you hook up with FMU?
Well, I moved to the New York area, and I started listening, and I just got hooked. I had to get involved.
Okay, that is the least plausible story I've ever heard. Okay, Belinda B., how long have you been at FMU, and what were you doing before in radio?
Well, let's see. I think it's, 7 or 8 years, and I listened to a lot of radio when I was in high school in Minneapolis, and then when I moved to New York, it just sort of seemed natural. I kind of volunteered and did stuff at the station and then got involved.
And Belinda C., how long have you been here, and what were you doing before?
I've been here about 8 years, and I never did radio before.
And how did you get hooked up with the station?
That's a follow-up question.
Okay. Belinda A., tell me about your most... tell me what one show you did you were proudest of in your years here.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Hmm.
You're getting better at this, Andy.
It's really hard to say. Can I answer with a whole category?
Sure.
I love doing the Museum of Television and Radio shows.
What?
With the live audiences. It's always really fun to,
be among
the audience, to have the kids there, and it's always a really good time, and I would really be hard-pressed to pick out one of those.
Yes,
she
Belinda,
sounds so charming and competent, I've eliminated her.
Belinda does greasy kids stuff from the Museum of Television and Radio every October. That's what she's referring to.
Okay, Belinda B., what moment or show are you proudest of here at FMU?
Well, I think it's because, you know, Jonathan Richmond, as you know, is our patron saint of greasy kid stuff. And when he finally managed, we finally actually ran an interview with him because he's not an incredibly nice guy. I was kind of proud of that.
That Jonathan Richmond is a real...
I know, Jonathan Richmond. He was in that Farrelly Brothers movie.
The what?
Wasn't he?
Farrelly Brothers?
Wasn't he?
I don't know.
Belinda, wait, wasn't he?
I don't know. Proceed with the question.
Belinda C., what show or moment were you proudest of in your time at FMU?
I think my favorite shows are when I'm actually interviewing kids. And that doesn't happen very often, but I get to meet with all the different kids and then interview them and ask them questions. And that's my favorite thing to do. But so there is one show.
You have a show where you interview kids?
Belinda does Greasy Kids Stuff, which is a children's show.
But they have real kids on it?
Real live kids.
So this is not the most juvenile show on the station.
No, not those kid actors that are running around your house. Real kids,
okay.
Andy.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess.
Go ahead.
It's A or B, and that's my guess. Am I right?
That is incorrect.
Wait. Is it C?
It is caller C.
Oh, my God. I thought I was being so coy and smart. Oh, my God.
And caller A would be listener Kathleen.
Yes. You're good, Ken. Thank you, Kathleen.
Well, now, Belinda, you should be very proud. You have listeners that love the show so much they could pass themselves off as you.
I know it.
Well, they all did a really great job.
They did.
Yeah, lots of great Greasy Kids Stuff references.
You were almost fooled, right, Ken?
Factually correct. These fake Belindas have been the best fake DJs we've had yet.
Now, Ken and I, we've actually talked privately. We've had this fantasy, haven't we? Exactly this. The real Belinda and two fake Belindas. In the room at the same time. Well, you all did great, and I, once again, have humiliated myself. Belinda, I know we've met, and I can only apologize, and I swear it's only because I'm an idiot.
You can run away from her for a second time.
I feel like I just have. Oh, I'm very sorry. Oh,
thanks, all of you.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Oh, this is by far the worst. Okay, wait.
There's nothing.
Have I had any right? Oh, yeah, I did.
You have one right.
I have not been shut out.
Three wrong.
Oh, God.
You are below the law of averages, which is what I wanted. I wanted.
I'm gonna. You know what I'm going to do now? Just go with my... Okay, I'm going to ask more probing questions.
Oh, probing now.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need another real WFMU DJ to call us.
Was there anyone else?
At 201-200-9368.
Haven't we been through the whole schedule?
No, we've only done this four times.
Oh, I see. How many DJs are there here?
About 55.
Jesus. Who's your favorite?
Not counting Phyllis. I don't have a favorite.
No, seriously, who's your favorite?
Every day is Children's Day. Except for those child actors at your house.
201-200-9368. Now, can I ask you something seriously? You know, we joke around a lot. We have a lot of fun. The kids at my house, are they really child actors? It creeps me out to even think about that.
I'm good.
We joke around. Ha, ha, ha. We have lots of fun. But seriously, you got to tell me.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Because it's two of the three I would fire.
No. They're not all child actors, okay? You're right. You're on the right track. One of them
is my kid.
Is adopted. But two of them are child actors.
201-200-9368. So we need...
Andy, read their diaries.
Another staff member. I'm waiting for the diaries to be made into movies. I don't have time to read my kids' diaries.
Yeah, so now we need another WFMU DJ.
Oh, I am so embarrassed. Okay.
At 201-200-9368.
Who did I get right?
If you want to be a imposter, you can just get on the line and wait. You don't have to wait. You know, you can.
I got Hova right. Hova and
I
are going to hang out together.
Did you get Hova right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's right. You did get Hova right because of the Tammy Wynette. That was the slip up.
Yeah. It's a little too hip for his own good.
The George Jones Tammy Wynette.
It's a hip answer by half. Too hip by half. All right.
So the phone number is 201-200-9368.
Now, have any of the actual DJs that have called and fooled me. Have they disguised their voices?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. Not in any way.
No, I'm going to think of a show next week to, that humiliates you. This is your life, Ken Friedman.
Fine.
Ex-school teachers.
You'll never do it. You know why?
Why?
It requires preparation.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So I'm safe. No, but feel free to come up with another idea to humiliate me.
Okay, I will.
if it goes too far,
think,
though.
Andy, think.
If it goes too far,
yeah.
I'm warning you.
Okay.
I'm getting naked. To stop it.
Oh, you're just looking for any excuse to get naked. If it goes too far, I'm getting naked. Or if it doesn't go too far, I'm getting naked. That's my impression of you. If there's a slight breeze outside, I'm getting naked. If the sun rises in the east, I'm warning you now, I'm getting naked. Hey, boy, screen those calls. 201-200-9368.
He's screening. He's screening.
Does he have a staff member, male or female?
I don't think so. We are lining up people who want to impersonate DJs. Now we need a real WFMU staff
member. Now maybe we don't need...
I guess the four people, the four staff members who listen to the show have already called in.
Oh. How come the other staff members don't listen to the show and learn? They could listen and learn. This is how it's done. A little something called entertainment. Respecting one's audience.
Actually, you know what we could do? If only we had somebody else who could operate the phones, then...
You could go upstairs.
I could go into another room.
And then I would... Well, I would know you.
I know you wouldn't.
Because I could make you laugh. I know exactly how to make you laugh.
I bet that if we had... I might need more of a chance.
You'd have to line up two. Why don't you do that for next week?
I bet if we had three other callers, if it was a choice between me and three other people.
Oh, no, because I can make you laugh.
I wouldn't laugh.
I could always make you laugh.
I would not laugh.
I bet I could make you laugh anytime I want.
Without touching me?
Oh, well, forget it. Bet's off.
In that special way? The phone number here is 201-200-9368. We still need a WFMU DJ to call in. We have a bunch of callers who want to be imposters, but now we need an actual WFMU DJ. Doesn't have to be somebody.
You know what I would do if it was
on
you?
On the air can be somebody who used to be on the air.
If it was you and three imposters on the phone,
what would you do?
I would say tough titties and just wait to see which one of you says, hey! That's what I would do.
That is what you would do. Uh-huh.
That's my plan.
Did I just say hey?
No. Damn it.
It's a good thing.
Damn you, Ken Friedman.
Okay, we have a male WFMU DJ.
Damn you. Damn you to hell.
We have a male DJ on the air.
Okay.
On the line. We need two more male imposter listeners. So we can play our fifth round of To Tell the Truth.
Of Andy is a retard.
Right. Humiliate
Andy. 201-200. Andy lives in his own little dream world. 201-200-9368. There is something about me and names and faces. I just can't. Did I ever tell you the story? When I lived on the Lower East Side, I saw a burglary in progress across the street. I saw two kids fleeing from the police. They ran out of a window and ran down the fire escape. And they were fleeing from the police. They had been caught mid-burglary across the street. And I was watching from my window. And I knew while they were fleeing from the police, while they were running down the fire escape, I knew that within minutes I'd be asked to identify them.
Uh-huh.
I knew I should look carefully at these two guys because I'm a witness to a crime. I knew that. And sure enough, the kids were caught. They a few blocks away, they had run away. And the cops brought them back to the street in front of my building. And the cops said, are these the kids? And I wasn't sure.
So how do you know it really was the kids?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I saw two people run.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, even when I knew I should pay attention and concentrate.
Yeah, you know what the problem is?
Do it. Yeah.
Other people are not you. That's the problem.
That's what problem?
That's
no.
That's why you can't remember their names or faces or voices.
Yes.
If they were all you, you'd have no problem.
Oh, what a perfect world. You're describing utopia. That is a dream world. I have the same fantasy, Ken. A world of Andes. I'm with you, brother. 201-200-9368. But, Ken, we're just a couple of dreamers. It's never going to happen.
Andy, I want you to meet caller A, DJ Crow.
DJ what?
Crow. Tom Crow.
Hello?
Hello, Crow.
Hello, this is DJ Crow.
All right. And is there another Crow on the line?
Yes, there is. Andy, I want you to meet caller B, DJ Crow.
Hello, Crow.
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
It's going fine. Thank you, Crow.
And Andy, I want you to meet caller C, DJ Crow.
Hello, doing? Crow.
How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks, Crow.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, A, B, and C, could you excuse me for 1 minute? Is there really a call? Is there really a guy named Crow on staff?
Yes, he's not. He's not on the air right now, this schedule, but he has been on the air quite a bit in the last 5 years.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
Go ahead.
Caller A, Crow number A.
Mm-hmm.
When you were on the air, describe the show you did.
The show I did, it was a lot of different random stuff. I would say my focus was mainly jungle, other forms of electronic music. But at various times, I'd always slip in some sort of different stuff, some random European pop.
Jungle is a legitimate genre, Andy.
Uh-huh. Right, and I'm the Queen of England. All right, caller B, could you describe the show you did when you were on FMU?
Usually whatever I dragged with me, which could have been just about anything, a lot of jazz, a lot of bebop stuff, but then definitely a lot of trip house, acid house, acid jazz, and jungle.
Legitimate genres all, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Caller C, could you describe the show you did?
Yeah, Ken, just to let you know, I can't hear callers A and B. Should that be that
Oh,
one?
Yeah, okay,
oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Thanks. The question again?
The question was, could you describe the show that you did on FMU?
Well, like a lot of the other shows on FMU is kind of, you know, diverse, but I mainly centered around punk and hardcore mostly.
Okay. And caller A, what is your day job?
My day job is actually that I'm working at a record label. I've been working at a Barn on Records.
Okay, caller B, what is your day job?
I sell ladies' garments, mostly, and other items of a vintage nature.
Okay, caller C, what is your day job?
I work at a place that does audio and videotape, recording, dubbing, editing, transfers, etc.
Okay.
You want to ask another question to each of the three of them?
May I?
You may. Since you're completely lost.
I am completely lost. Caller A, how do you describe Ken to your friends?
Well, I usually don't want to get into detail. I just say he's my employer, and other than that, I have no relation to him.
Caller B, how do you describe Ken to your friends?
Describe or refer to?
I guess both, either.
Refer to as the old man, describe as George Peppard. In any of the Our Man Flint films.
Okay, and caller C, how do you describe Ken to your friends?
I just say he's like a really cool older guy who knows a lot about music and is a really nice guy to work for.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess. Okay, I feel it's either B or C. Now, let me just think out loud. I feel it's either B or C.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaning toward B, but the lady's garment... answer as for a day job doesn't ring true because the guys who work here try to think of themselves as cool guys.
Right.
You know how they're very concerned about their self-image.
Of course.
They're very insecure people.
Yes.
Self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem like a job that would fit that. But his answer about describing you rang true. His day job working for an audio video firm, that rang pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess now, I would say Crow is caller B.
That is correct.
There you go.
Very good.
Okay.
A total shot in the dark.
No, not a shot in the dark. I've actually been a fan for years. I love when you play that jungle crap.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that really gets my blood going. You can't not dance.
No,
You're spinning those discs.
That's why you had that big bass tube installed in the back seat of your car.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about now. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Crow.
Caller A and C.
No problem.
Caller A and C, you didn't fool me, so you don't get to introduce yourself. You don't get the honor of introducing yourself.
I accidentally hung up on Caller A anyway.
Perfect.
You can
hang up on C also.
Caller C, thanks a lot.
Hang up on that loser.
Goodbye, Ken.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, let's see. I don't know if you're back up to the law of averages.
I believe I am.
Yeah, you're actually above the law of averages.
I'm 2 for 5.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad news.
So this is it.
The whole point of this is to keep you below the law of averages.
No, if I... No. If I score again, I'll be 3 for 6. I'll be batting 500.
Yeah, you should. I know. That's higher than the law of averages.
Something Joe DiMaggio never did in his whole years as a Yankee. Batted 500.
All right, so we need to do 2 more.
No.
If you get it wrong the next time, then you're only at the law of averages. We want you to be below the law of averages.
Why?
Because then you're dumber than a pair of dice. Don't you get it?
Yeah. Oh yes, I see. I didn't realize that was our goal.
That's the goal.
I didn't realize it.
Get with the program, man.
Okay. So we're at 201-200-9368. If there's a... Watching you reach the... Oh, there's a chick staff member.
We have a female DJ on the line.
So we need 2 chick imposters. 201-200-9368.
Oh, yes. You enjoy watching me writhe in agony.
Yeah,
you enjoy watching my...
God help me, I do.
My handicapped existence.
Because here's why. Here's why I like it so much. 2 reasons. It's not me in pain. That's A. And B, it's you.
Right.
Those are my 2 reasons.
Well, I guess it's only fair here. I'm, like, having a lot of fun watching your mental handicaps, and you're having a lot of fun watching my physical handicaps.
It is like a blind spot. I can't explain it. I'm not proud of it. Oh.
Did you see that movie, Being John Malkovich?
Yeah.
Remember the scene where John Malkovich went into his own head and everybody had the head of John Malkovich?
No.
Oh.
I saw the movie 3 times. I don't believe there was such a scene.
There was such a scene.
I don't believe so.
We'll have to agree to...
Agree
that I'm right.
Which one was John Malkovich in that movie?
The lead.
Oh. I think I'll see it again. 201-200-9368.
We need 1 more DJ, I mean 1 more female listener to...
we have a chick female on the phone.
To impersonate one of our female DJs.
Can you tell us who the female is? And not tell me what lines are already occupied? Or would that be giving too much away?
No, I can't.
I believe you could.
That would be giving quite a bit away.
I know it's you on the phone when you call. Wait, do I? Do you have to identify yourself when you call on my house?
You know, that's a really good point. I don't think I do.
Although we
but
always
but
talk.
But it's always the, Wednesday
Yeah,
afternoon.
We always talk on Wednesdays. So.
Right, it's always Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. And I've just beeped you often.
Right,
so
that's
it's
true.
Often. Okay, we're at 201-200-9368. Hey, do we have do we have a female staffer and 2 chick impersonators?
Yes, caller A, you're on the air. Andy, meet DJ Meredith.
Hi.
Hello, Meredith, if that is in fact your name.
Andy, meet caller B, DJ Meredith.
Hello,
Andy, love the show.
Hello, Meredith. I love your show, too, if in fact you do have a show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Andy, meet caller C, DJ Meredith.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Meredith. I love your show.
Oh, and I love your show.
Andy, you now may proceed with your questions.
Okay. Meredith A., tell me how long you've been at WFMU and what you were doing in radio before that and how you found WFMU or they found you.
I've been on the air for about 5 years now. I started actually as a musician, had a band, and I began through that.
Okay. Meredith B., how long have you been here, and how did you hook up with FMU?
I've been at FMU about 8 years, and I hooked up with it because I found it on the dial, and I liked it, and I started volunteering.
Again, the least plausible answer I've ever heard. Meredith C., how did you hook up with FMU, and how long have you been here?
I've been here for 10 years, and I actually wrote Ken Friedman a letter.
Okay.
That does presume I can read.
It does. I know you can read.
Well, it had a Foxy cartoon on the bottom, so I'm assuming you responded to that.
There you go. Meredith A., tell me, how would you evaluate Ken Friedman's management style?
Well, will I still have my show if I say so?
Oh, sure. You can speak freely here.
Oh, okay. No. Strict, fair. Usually don't talk about it too much.
Have you ever, Meredith A., have you ever...
this is a follow-up question.
May I, please?
You have to ask every person the same number of questions.
Okay, Meredith B., Have you ever had a run-in with any other staff member? You don't have to identify them by name, but has there ever been any tension at the station, as far as you're concerned, about anything, any issues?
Do we still have Meredith B. on the line with us?
Oh, B., I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that's
you're
you.
Still talking to A.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Meredith B. Have you ever had any problems at the station with another staff member? You don't have to identify them by name, but just describe.
No, no, I'm a fan of everybody's at the station.
Okay, not B. It can't be B. How can someone be here and not have tension? Okay, Meredith C., have you ever had any problems or issues at the station? You can speak in general terms.
Oh, no. I love everyone at WFMU, except for that Sue Braun. She's a bitch.
That is one of our DJs. I can't comment whether she's a bitch or not.
I think she is a bitch. Wait a minute. How would anyone say that and still, oh, my God. Is Meredith definitely on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's, okay, I'm ready to go with my answer.
Go ahead.
That last answer, it has to be Meredith C., because no one else would make a joke like that. She's obviously good friends with Sue Braun.
That is correct.
Exactly. She's obviously like sisters with Sue Braun, because no one else would get away with a joke like that. And there you go. So Meredith,
okay, Andy,
but everyone did a great job,
you've
though.
Got three right and three wrong, but now I've got an extra credit question for you.
But I gave that to him.
We did. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Meredith.
Andy,
yes.
You're 3 for 3.
Okay.
We'll put you in the positive column if you can identify who caller B is.
It's who somebody, caller B is?
Yes. Who is Meredith B?
Well, there's no way I would know that.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's no way I would know that.
You've spent a fair amount of time with her.
Okay, I'm ready to guess. Is it my wife, Mary?
No. It's Justina. Our former call screener.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Justina. Now, who is Justina?
Our former call screener. Plus, she was in the movie.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, Justina.
Thanks a lot, Meredith.
Hey, thank you, Meredith. Bye. Oh, I'm so glad.
Okay,
thanks
a lot, guys.
Thanks,
okay,
Justina.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, caller A.
Caller A, whoever you are. She did great, too.
Well, you beat the law of averages substantially.
Okay.
I have to eat my words.
Well, you see, Ken, when you've been at a station as long as I have and has made as many friends as I have here and have been networking and getting to know the staff so well, it's even insulting to be asked to play this game.
I see.
This is my family. It's my adopted extended family. And I love everyone here, and I thank all my brothers and sisters for helping us this hour. That first guy, who did I get? I got him right. Yovi?
Yes, Yovi.
Yovi?
Yovi, who does the Armenian show.
Yeah, the Armenian fellow.
That was a rerun of 7 Second Delay from January 31st, 2001. The DJ edition of To Tell the Truth. Andy and I will be back live next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivat.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.